In the heart of the Appalachian Mountains, a woman named Sarah had spent over a decade dedicated to the ideals of self-sufficiency. She had immersed herself in the skills of homesteading, pouring her energy into woodworking, beekeeping, and gardening. The allure of complete independence fueled her every effort, and she took pride in her ability to thrive alone. Yet, as she labored under the weight of her ambitions, a nagging feeling began to creep in. One spring day, Sarah faced a pivotal challenge. She was alone as she managed the difficult birth of her goats. The hours stretched on, filled with anxiety, and she felt the deep isolation that often accompanied her solitary lifestyle. In that moment, surrounded by the quiet of her farm, she realized something important. Self-reliance, while empowering, came at a cost. The loneliness weighed heavy on her heart, making her question the true essence of homesteading. As Sarah reflected on her experiences, she thought about the historical farmers who came before her. They did not rely solely on their own strength, but thrived through community support and cooperation. In times of need, they shared resources and labor, creating bonds that enriched their lives. This realization ignited a spark in Sarah. She understood that the fulfillment she sought could not be found in isolation, but in connection with others who shared her passion. Motivated by this newfound insight, Sarah made a life-changing decision. She relocated to Tennessee, seeking to join a community of like-minded individuals in the homesteading movement. Here, surrounded by others who shared her commitment, she began to embrace a mindset shift. It was no longer about fearing future shortages or striving for self-sufficiency alone. Instead, Sarah wanted to farm for a greater purpose, contributing to the community and fostering meaningful relationships. This evolution in her thinking brought about a profound change. No longer did she view her homesteading journey as a solitary endeavor. Sarah now focused on building connections, understanding that the true essence of homesteading lies in collaboration and shared experiences. As she cultivated her land alongside others, she felt a sense of abundance, not just in crops, but in the friendships and support systems that flourished around her. As Sarah settled into her new life in Tennessee, she quickly discovered the vibrant community around her. Neighbors introduced themselves, sharing stories of their own journeys toward homesteading. Each conversation revealed layers of shared experiences, joys, and challenges. Sarah felt a warmth she hadn't realized she was missing. One weekend, the community organized a potluck. Sarah brought her famous honey cornbread, made from her beekeeping harvest. As she walked through the gathering, she saw families laughing and children playing. The sounds were music to her ears. This kind of environment was far removed from the solitude she had known before. During the potluck, she met a woman named Emily, who had been running a small permaculture farm for years. Their conversation flowed easily as they discussed the principles of sustainable farming. Emily spoke passionately about crop rotation and the benefits of maintaining healthy soil. Sarah listened intently, captivated by the depth of knowledge and the willingness to collaborate. "Let's work together," Emily suggested. "We could share resources and help each other out during busy seasons." Sarah's heart swelled at the prospect. This was what she had been searching for. The notion of pooling skills and knowledge felt like a breath of fresh air. Over the next few weeks, Sarah dove into her new role in the community. She joined Emily in her gardens, learning about different planting techniques. Sarah found joy in observing how their efforts complemented each other, creating a thriving ecosystem. They shared tools, knowledge, and even labor, making tasks lighter and more enjoyable. The friendships deepened, and so did her commitment to this collaborative vision of homesteading. However, as summer progressed, challenges arose. A severe drought struck the area, putting pressure on their crops. Sarah watched as the once lush fields began to dry out. The sense of urgency intensified, and the community realized they needed a plan. During a meeting at the local community center, members brainstormed strategies for water conservation. Everyone contributed ideas, including rainwater harvesting and building swales to manage runoff. For the first time, Sarah felt a collective spirit emerge, driven by the necessity to support one another. "We can't let fear drive us," Emily said, a determined look on her face. "We need to innovate together." This was a turning point for Sarah. She recognized the power of coming together in adversity, realizing that resilience was best forged in unity. The drought was daunting, but hope thrived within the bonds they had created. Each challenge became a stepping stone toward a stronger community. Sarah embraced this ethos, understanding that true homesteading wasn't just about self-sufficiency, but about thriving together. As they faced the drought, she felt more connected than ever to her new life and purpose. As summer dragged on, the drought tested the community's resolve. Sarah and her neighbors gathered tirelessly to implement their water conservation strategies. They created rain barrels, built terraces to capture runoff, and shared tips on how to keep their gardens thriving under harsh conditions. Each evening, as they worked side by side, Sarah felt a newfound sense of belonging grow within her. When one neighbor struggled to maintain their garden, others stepped in with a helping hand. It was a tapestry of support woven through shared effort and laughter. Here, Sarah found not only practical solutions, but a deep connection that made her challenges feel lighter. By the end of summer, the drought's grip loosened and the rains returned, rejuvenating their land. The community gathered at the local park to celebrate. Potlucks had become a regular event, and now it felt like a victory party. The cheerful chatter of families filled the air, blending with the scent of freshly prepared dishes. In these moments of togetherness, Sarah reflected on her journey. She understood the essence of true homesteading was about nurturing more than crops. It was about nurturing relationships, fostering resilience, and uplifting one another. As the season changed, Sarah and Emily embarked on a new project, a community garden. They envisioned a shared space where everyone could contribute and learn from one another. It became a symbol of their commitment to collaboration, welcoming not just seasoned farmers, but newcomers eager to learn about sustainable practices. Months passed and the garden flourished. It became a gathering spot, a place where people exchanged stories, knowledge, and recipes. Children played among the plants, learning the importance of nature and community. Sarah often found herself smiling at the sight, realizing how far she had come from her solitary days. In this vibrant environment, Sarah discovered a tangible sense of purpose. She wasn't just providing for herself, she was an integral part of something much larger. Each harvest was shared, each success celebrated as a community, and challenges faced together only strengthened their bonds. As autumn approached, Sarah stood in the garden, feeling a wave of gratitude wash over her. The isolation she once felt was replaced by a vibrant network of friendships and support. She had embraced a mindset of abundance and shared purpose, recognizing that true fulfillment lay not in self-sufficiency, but in the rich connections that nourished her heart and soul. In the end, Sarah's journey illustrated a powerful lesson. In the intricate dance of life, we grow best when we grow together.